everyone. This is Meredith Eisenberg. Welcome to Solo Biz Bites Email Marketing Challenge Edition. For this entire month, we are going to be talking about email marketing and how to improve your email marketing. So at the end of the month, you'll have a really solid foundation to help make this an even better and more important part of your business. If you want to follow along with us, we have a coached version of this course for a really, really affordable price because we want as many people to be part of it, but we also want to cover our costs. You can check that out at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. So let's get started. Today we are going to talk about solo emails versus content emails with offer. So when it comes to the marketing portion of email marketing, you have two main choices. You can write a solo email that promotes a particular product or two. So, you know, the main purpose of that email is to close the sale. You want the reader to click on the link that takes them to the sales page, and then they click the buy button. So a lot of times this is what you're going to do if you're promoting something of yours and you're to the point where you just want people to sign up. You would do a solo email. The other option is to share content. So that's a tip, a review, a blog post, or just some conversation along with an offer to buy something. And so these are content emails that include offers. And while you can and should write just information to people from time to time and having, clicks to blog posts and things like that, your main goal with email marketing is to profit directly from the emails you send. And in order for that to happen, you have to make offers. And that, I think, is one of the mistakes that I see people making the most is they don't ever make any offers in their emails. And so then when they do, everybody unsubscribes because they're not used to getting that from you. So that's why we're focusing on solo emails and content emails in today's podcast. And so the key is to find a balance between the two. You don't want to send solo email after solo email without any content for weeks and weeks on end. Yet, you know, there are times when you're having a launch or doing a big promotion for someone else. And in those cases, a week or a few days of solo emails is fine. It's not something you want to do day in and day out, or your readers will unsubscribe because all that you're doing is selling, 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 selling. Your solo emails will become less impactful the more that you use them. So you want to save them for special occasions where you really want to close the sale. So the majority of time you want to share a mix of content and offers. So for example, when you come across a great affiliate offer, share a quick tip and then include a note of how or tool of how the product can help even more. Or you can share a new tool along with 10 ideas for using it, a case study or review. Other times you'll come up with a great tip you can share with your readers and then throw in a link for a product or service mentioned in the text as an afterthought. So, you know, that's like a PS. Oh, by the way, I told you this great story and there's a sale that you can check out over here. As you're planning your emails, think about how you want to promote them and promote the products in them. Is it a good time for a solo email? Can you work a little promo into the content email? Make this decision and look at what works best for you and your audience. Some readers are used to getting weekly offers while others will unsubscribe or refuse to buy from you if they're feeling sold to. And so how I balance this, or at least did in the very beginning when I wasn't sending very many emails, is I would actually send an email out. There was 3 offers once a week and people expected that, and not too many people unsubscribed because they were used to seeing what I had found for them. But you'll get a sense of your audience and your balance over time. So don't be afraid to send the solo emails, but also send some content emails and help your clients get to know you better. If you want to hash this out with us, and we do have a coached version of this challenge, and you can learn more about that at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. And with that, I will see you guys next time.